As Charles Foster Kane, who owns 82,364 shares of public transit preferred, you see, I do have a general idea of my holdings. I sympathize with you. Charles Foster Kane is a scoundrel. His paper should be run out of town. A committee should be formed to boycott him. You may, if you can form such a committee, put me down for a contribution of $1,000.
My time's
on the other hand, I am the publisher of the Enquirer. As such, it's my duty, and I'll let you in on a little secret. It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hard-working people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 6th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American film legend Orson Welles, born in 1915 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He wrote, directed, and starred in Citizen Kane, which remains one of the most influential films ever made. A pioneer both in film and radio, Orson Welles was born to incredibly bright parents who introduced their son to worlds that went far beyond his Wisconsin roots. But his childhood was far from easy. His parents separated when he was 4, and both of them had died by the time he was 13. Morris Bernstein soon became his official guardian and saw Welles' creative talents right away, and enrolled him in the Todd School in Woodstock, Illinois, where Orson discovered his passion for the theater. Following the Todd School, he left for Ireland, paying his way with a small inheritance he'd received. There, he captivated audiences with his work at the Gate Theater. By age 19, the brash and confident young actor made his Broadway debut with his role as Tybalt in Romeo and Juliet. His performance caught the attention of director John Houseman, who cast Welles in his Federal Theater project. The Houseman-Welles partnership proved to be an important one. In 1937, the 21-year-old Welles teamed up with Houseman to form the Mercury Theater. Its first production, an adaptation of Julius Caesar, in contemporary dress and with tones of fascist Italy, was a huge success. Several more acclaimed stage productions followed before the Mercury moved on to radio, and began producing a weekly program called the Mercury Theater on the Air, which ran on CBS from 1938 to 1940 and returned for a time in 1946. Critical praise was heaped on the series soon after the program launched, but ratings were low. All that changed, however, on October 30, 1938, when Welles aired his adaptation of H.G. Wells' novel, The War of the Worlds.
Minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
The program simulated a news broadcast, and Wells, as its narrator, described in breathless detail an alien invasion and attack on New Jersey. The program included news reports and eyewitness accounts and sounded so real that many listeners panicked over what they perceived to be a real event. When the truth came out, many duped believers were outraged. At the same time, the broadcast cemented Welles' status as a creative genius. In 1940, he signed a $225,000 contract with RKO Pictures in Hollywood to write, direct, and produce 2 films. The deal gave the young movie maker total creative control as well as a percentage of the profits, and at the time it was the most lucrative deal ever made with an unproven filmmaker. Orson Welles was just 24 years old. His debut film, Citizen Kane, appeared in 1941, and it was only a matter of time before its genius would be lauded. And although Welles continued to work in films, he and Hollywood had a long quarrel over artistic and production issues that lasted almost until the end of his life. He did his final interview on October 10, 1985, just 2 hours before his death, when he appeared on The Merv Griffin Show. Not long after returning to his Los Angeles home, he suffered a heart attack and died. He was 70 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is The Reader's Notebook for May 6th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.